Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This is Sean Castrina, but you know that. I'm so excited that you're listening to the podcast today. I have a tremendous guest with me. I have Tanisha Warner. She's the founder of the Agame Group. This is an incredible multicultural marketing company that works with this. I want you to hear this. Top Fortune 550 companies. So the top 50 in the Fortune 500. They create multicultural ad campaigns. Tanisha, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hello, Sean. Thank you so much for having me here.
Glad to be here. I was kind of tripping that up because there were so many accolades there. I'm like, normally I get out that Fortune 500 and that's enough to catch the audience. But on yours, it was the Fortune 50 of the Fortune 500. So I had to do a regroup.
We've been very blessed.
Oh, well, that's great. So tell me, Agame Group, what made you found this company? Because obviously you're unique and you know that.
Yeah. You know, Sean, the end result of finding the company, I would say, came from me deciding that I wanted to follow purpose and passion versus money. So originally, after graduating from college, I started on a corporate career path. I was working at an amazing company, IBM Global Services, climbing that career ladder. And I had an aha moment that I was building a career based on earning potential with little or no regard for passion. How did I know that? I was not fulfilled. And I essentially said, hey, look, I'm gonna go out on a journey to ask myself, what is your purpose? What are you passionate about? And that journey, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. It eventually led to me founding a company built on some of the core principles that tie to my passion, which is community, culture, and causes that impact multicultural communities. And thankfully, I attracted a lot of other purpose-inspired dreamers along the way to join this journey with me. And now we make up Agame Group.
And we both know this. The timing of your company over the last 2.5-3 years, if you lined up American history, you couldn't have hit it. You know what I mean? You couldn't hit it any cleaner.
Yeah. We were on this path. Agame Group is 14 years old, and we've been on this path for over a decade. But it was truly in our 13th year of 2020 when the global awakening happened in the world, you know, post the George Floyd murder, where companies across the world said, we can't ignore this. And, you know, we actually have a role from a good citizen standpoint in moving the world forward and actually, you know, addressing race relation issues. And our phone, we've never experienced demand the way we have experienced demand over the past 2 years. So if you're
listening, I feel good that I did time that, because I'm thinking, I'm thinking to myself now, I've got to be watching the same news everybody else is watching. Something. My time frame was right.
Yeah, you're spot on.
But it's funny though, if you work really hard for a decade, more than a decade in your case, you tend to, when openings present themselves, the strong, the reputable win the race.
Wow. I love that. The strong and reputable win the race.
It takes a combination. In other words, if you've made it a decade, they know you're going to be around. The problem is when things are trendy, people become new companies. You know what I mean? Because they want to get on it. And I want to spend my money. I don't want to spend my money on somebody who's just started doing this a year ago because they got excited.
Oh, good.
You guys have been doing it for over a decade. And I think that's why you got the Fortune 50 money.
Okay. Wow. I love that. I never thought about it in that way, that if you're consistent when the opening happens, the strong and reputable.
When you think about it, your passion has already been solidified for over a decade. So when they look to hire you, it's not like, oh, she just pivoted because this is the news right now. No. She's been doing this for over a decade. This is her passion. This is the blueprint of, you know, this is the culture of her company.
Yeah.
And that's why you got that. And in my opinion, I think that's where you were, you know, obviously so strategically position. What we're going to talk about, which I love, obviously, was the title of your book, which is out, The Big Stretch. Listen to these taglines. You got to love this value proposition under this title, this book. The Big Stretch, 90 days to expand your dreams. Okay, who doesn't want to do that? Crush your goals. Who doesn't want to do that? And create your own success. I mean, these are some big promises, and we're going to drill down on a couple of these in just a few minutes. But all right, so what is your, give me some just advice. First, I want to ask you, why'd you write the book? I always have to ask that.
So Sean, I was on a dream journey for 2 decades. And here's something that I've learned. When you're bold enough and courageous enough to go after your dreams, others are watching. And typically, when you're doing it, you're going to inspire others. And so many people would reach out to me and say, man, you did it. You left Minneapolis and went to New York and you didn't know a soul, and we're seeing things work out. I have a dream. Do you have any advice? And over the years, those type of calls really started to grow. So there was an intention and a desire to serve dreamers. And then secondly, I have been blessed with an opportunity to, I started a platform called The Dream Project 9 years ago. And the idea was we would have a symposium. I would bring in iconic dreamers. I would interview them in an attempt to give dreamers a blueprint. Well, after interviewing 200 iconic dreamers, I started to find some universal truths of, if we could master this in our dream journey, this would support others in forwarding some of their ideas as well. So that the inspiration was me living the dream journey, as well as really trying to pull together all of the knowledge that I got from other amazing dreamers and package it in a way where we could give the blueprint to the masses.
It's funny, and you say this because it's so true. Success leaves footprints. Mm. Very few people come up with something so uniquely different than anybody. Just so you know, there. I mean, it happens. I don't want to dismiss it. It does happen. But if you look at the blueprint of the most successful people, there tends to be overlap.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I really do feel from a dreamer's journey perspective, and I know we'll get into some of those. Yeah. I really do feel that there's 4 phases. That you and I can chat that were the universal truths of everyone's journey.
Yeah, give me the 4. Give me the 4 universal truths of a dream journey.
Okay, we have it broken down into 4 phases. 1 is dream. The 2nd is design. The 3rd is dare. And the last is do.
Well, I already love that you used all D's because that's how I talk. Okay, I got dream, design. 3rd one was dare and do. Okay, I'm writing these down. So I want to hear about it.
So in phase 1, something that I found that was a universal truth is great dreamers like the Magic Johnson of the world, Jennifer Fleiss, the founder of Rent the Runway, Kathy Hughes. These are some of the people that I was interviewing. 1, they actually were all intentional to give themselves the freedom and time to dream. And I know that sounds simple, but if you're living a life that's packed to capacity, are you taking time out to think about what could be and to cast the vision? Great dreamers are intentional to give themselves the time and space to be visionary and to tap into their creativity. That's where the innovations are born.
No, that it is so true. I'm not even this. I don't even want to add anything to what you said because it is. You just bookended it, so I'm going to let you keep going.
And inside of the dream phase, there's many, many exercises. If you all go to thebigstretchbook.com, you can download some of those exercises at no cost. But there's different exercises in that phase that I have you do. 1 is taking a dreamer's profile assessment to really try to understand what path and journey may work for you. There's different dreamer types. Some are what I call a careerpreneur, designed to work in more corporate structures. 1 is what I think you are, Sean, is called a make it happen dreamer, and this is someone who was like born to be an entrepreneur. They have a lot of tolerance for taking high risk, and they don't do well in confined structures, right? Yeah, and so there's even an exercise where you can kind of identify what path is right for you. You identify, you know, I have you explore your dreamer's ancestry, and that is really taking a step back. What were you taught about dreaming versus not? Because sometimes you almost have to adopt a new set of beliefs if what you were taught didn't serve you. So my grandma, she was not here about that life of go follow your purpose and passion. She was about you go get a good job, and that's what's important. I had to release some of those beliefs that she gave me to say, no, I want to adopt another belief that says I want to design a life where passion and purpose matters.
And so, because we're both in that generation of, we were taught, you know, you either you go get a good job and then you work forever and get a pension, or you go get a degree so you can go get a job and all that.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, another thing I have you do in the dream phase is where I have you after you come out of that a space to let your imagination go, you actually paint the picture. And what I call your one-year dream projection. You focus on one area in your life, and I ask you questions that would have you paint the picture of what is your one-year dream projection. What do you want to achieve in this area in your life over the next year? Once we have that down, I have you break that down to say, if that's what you want to achieve in 1 year, what would need to hold true over the next 90 days? What are tangible goals that can be measured, SMART goals with accountability.
Oh, I love them. Yeah. I love that SMART. We know what we're talking about there. We want specific. We want measurable. We want timetables, deadlines.
And then that's your 90-day stretch plan. Because what I found is if you start to achieve results on your dream journey, it inspires you to do it again over and over. So you keep reapplying that 90-day plan. So that's all within the dream phase. Now, in the design phase, this is really just supporting the reader with exercises of how do you take a dream out of that lofty atmosphere and break it down and make sure you have a plan. And so it's almost like an exercise that supports you in writing a business plan. But I will say, I open that chapter up with saying, you're going to write this plan, but if you're an entrepreneur, and even outside of an entrepreneur, if just a dreamer in general, you're going to write that plan in pencil. If 2020 didn't teach us anything, the people who wrote plans in ink and did not have the ability to be flexible and to change and pivot, that made the difference between surviving and thriving for many. And so I talk to you in the design phase of making sure, make those SMART plans, but write them in pencil, check those plans, and be willing to find new ways almost in real time. Great dreamers understand that.
I love that. Now tell me about the DARE phase.
The DARE phase, and this is, this is an important part. The DARE phase is essentially saying, I have never, ever, ever, ever met a single dreamer that did not have to say yes to the stretch at some part in their story. And what the stretch is saying yes, that you're willing to go through with the expansion that is necessary for you to become the best version of yourself. You're willing to journey outside of your comfort zone in the direction of that dream. You're willing to move towards and do a stretch outside of normalcy into a zone that many would call radical and or even crazy. And so that willingness to expand beyond the comfort zone, every dreamer, every great dreamer you know at some point said yes to the stretch.
No, I love that. And then the do phase.
The do phase ties back, Sean, into exactly what you were talking about a few minutes ago. And that is saying that when you commit to a dream, you're committing to do the dream for the long term. That means you're committing to do it when you're passionate about it. You're committed to do it when there's so many roadblocks that you want to stop. You're committed to fighting the giants that stand between you and the dream. You're committed for the long term. So it's because of Egami Group's commitment for over a decade, which you just said, the strong and reputable, that we were ready for the opportunity. And so it's a mindset of adopting, I am committed to this dream journey for the long term.
Oh no, I love it. My audience probably said, that's Sean, that's the least amount you've ever interrupted a guest. My greatest, my greatest weakness. I'm aware of it, my critics, I'm aware of it. I love it. I love the name of that book, The Big Stretch, 90 Days to Expand Your Dreams, Crush Your Goals, Create Your Own Success. I have Tanisha Warner with me here. She's the founder of the Egami Group. Tanisha, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Obviously, you can buy books wherever books are sold, okay? That goes without saying. But how can they connect with you? And say one more time so that my producer, Vincent, who does all this, can put that in the show notes where they can get those little, you were talking about some worksheets and some things that they could do.
At www.thebigstretchbook.com. So that is where you can go and download those exercises. And then in terms of staying connected with me, I am at Tanisha J. Warner on all social media channels. And Sean, I want to say I'm just grateful and thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
A great interview. Just, I love the book, and it's the book, as you know, I buy the book to anybody who's on my podcast. So I love it. I actually got three more shelves expanded into my bookshelf just to add. So when I have authors, because I realize I'm starting to fill up shelves too quickly. Tanisha, again, thank you so much for being a guest on the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you. Best of luck with everything.
Oh, thank you. Again, you're listening to the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, top 50 in over 50 countries, brought to you by Get Started Marketing. They're really good if you're a startup entrepreneur and you have no idea what you're doing and you're not generating leads, reach out to them, or you're not generating enough leads, or you're not selling enough of your product, reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again soon.